This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The left, that would be the Democrats, that would be the progressives, have suddenly become the party of the wealthy because Nancy Pelosi calls $1,000 bonuses crumbs.
To really grow the economy in a way where everyone benefits.
I'm going to add to that. Here's the thing. There's a cartoon that I just love to have brought. There's a little clown, that little mouse trap. It's got a little piece of cheese on there. And there's a mouse about to take, and that's called the middle class. You use a little clown, and around it, there's a fat cat. They don't go on like elephants, but anyway. Around there, and that's it. We get this little thing, and we get this big bonanza. We get this crumb, we get the banquet.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, fat cats. Oh, I'm sorry, elephants. Yeah, what Trump did is a setup, see? It's a setup. You go into the trap, you get the cheese, but you might get your head cut off. I don't know how many people got that $1,000 to $3,000 bonus to feel as if they got their heads cut off. But I know a few of them who feel like, what a bonanza. What an unexpected amount of money that could really help my family. The buddy I told you guys about, who got $667 net in his check of the $1,000 that he got back from American Airlines, I know what happened to his car because he was helping me move something when the axle broke on his car. He knew it was going to happen, and it did happen. And so he has to get that fixed. It was $400 that he wasn't counting on. This guy lives paycheck to paycheck. He has a card in his home for electricity. So, and I don't know if you guys know, in Arizona they have electricity cards. So you can pick your service. There's like 12 different services you can pick. He has a card, and his card, when he runs out of electricity, he recharges the card. And he's on a service that essentially, I don't know, because like I said, you have some that let you have peak time and all these different features you can have. And he's on the one that, and he's been there a couple years, so he knows how it works. And he keeps that thing exactly the right amount. So to get $667 where he can put another $50 of electricity on his cart, I mean, it sounds trivial, but that's what he does. That's what he does. His wife is disabled, got bit in the eye by a dog, and now has blurry vision and things like this. At one point, she was a chief money winner. So it isn't that they're derelicts or anything. It's that circumstances have made their lives different. And when he got this $1,000 bonus, he texts me, "Dude, I got $1,000 here." He goes, "I netted $667 when he came over." I said, "Congratulations on that $1,000. That had to help." He says, "Well, it was $667, but hey, I'm not complaining." He goes, "Under Obama, I wasn't going to get it. Under Obama, my company was not thriving." He goes, I don't know how American Airlines is doing. I don't keep up with it as a stock. But in his book, it's doing better. He can sense it in the company. He said to me, "Yeah, man," he goes, "I've seen more open wrecks at American Airlines in couple months," I think he said, "than he'd seen in a long time." This is the Trump factor. But the Democrats call this crumbs. I mean, does this not make you feel like that 47% moment for Romney? I want to see how they extricate themselves from this going into 2018 when Republicans are reminding people about the crumbs that they got in their checks. When they show that not only did Nancy Pelosi call it crumbs, but so did Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The Democrat Party's top leaders flick aside these bonuses and these pay hikes that 250 companies like Home Depot, Fiat Chrysler, Wells Fargo, are giving to their employees as a result of what, folks? The tax reforms of Donald Trump. They don't want to admit that these tax reforms are working, that they are doing things inside of the economy, and they're doing it quicker than at any time in modern history, making an impact. And let me tell you, Nancy Pelosi talked about welfare with stimulus. Let me tell you what that middle class tax cut was. It was stimulus on steroids. Let me tell you what these $1,000 and $2,000 and $3,000 bonuses are. They are circulating right back into the economy. These people are finally feeling exuberant enough. Americans, middle class Americans, to say, now we can take that vacation. Now we can spend and get that second car we needed, or the car for our kid, or get them incidentals that we couldn't formerly get them, buy their books for them. We can put a few more groceries in the house. We can buy a couple more clothes. My friend's wife, she said, hey, was able to get my hair done. She told me it was $129. They get a $667 check that they've been busting their butts, you know, to get. It's a bonus. And he says, go get your hair done. $129. She was beaming. Why? Because she hadn't been able to do it in ages. Years. They haven't had that expendable income. Now, personally, I think they should have saved it. I didn't see a whole lot of difference. But if it made her feel good and he felt good about doing it, great. Because you know what? If they, at the end of the day, we're getting $667, they still had $500+ that they could put in the bank. Finally get a little bit of a cushion. Just in case. How many people do you think see that $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 bonus and whatever the net was as money they hadn't had for just that little emergency or that thing they couldn't catch up on? How many of those? Do you really believe this to be a crumb, a mouse trap with a piece of cheese, and you stick your head, or you know, you go in there to get that little piece of cheese at the risk of getting your neck broken? Because let me tell you, that is exactly what the economy that Barack Obama built. First of all, my buddy wouldn't have gotten that bonus. He'd still be struggling. But worse yet, and this is what I wanted to get to, it wasn't just Nancy Pelosi who said this. Yeah, a crumb. Corporate fat cats are going to get so much more. Former chief of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, dismissed the $1,000 bonus as chump change. She says, what's it going to be worth when taxed? You know, what are you going to get? Well, I know what you're going to get because one of my buddies told me what he got. Pelosi said, there's a cartoon I love, a mouse trap that who's got a little piece of cheese on it, and there's a mouse about to take it, and that's called the middle class, and around it are fat cats, and they look like elephants. But anyway, around there, and that's the thing, they get this little thing, we get this big bonanza, you get the crumb, we get the banquet. Well, I can tell you who got the banquet leading up to this, Barack Obama and his cronies. And Trump turned it around and the Democrats can't stand it. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, Take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Madame Hillary. Madame President. Boy, was that going to be true. The feminists who allowed decades of sexual abuse. And you're thinking, Kevin, you're just going to tell us more stuff about Hillary and Bill Clinton and how much, you know, Bill was allowed to be a womanizer and a philanderer and all this other stuff. No. Nope. Madame President would have fit had Hillary Clinton been elected, because Clinton covered up decades of sexual abuse for her husband, but she also protected other men who were in her orbit. That's right. New story that just came out. Hillary Clinton would do anything to be elected, and if that meant, you know, sacrificing a few of the female folks, and if that was the case, she had to do it. Yeah, she claimed to be the protector of the women's and the children's. But she was anything but. In her thirst for power, Clinton proved time and again there is nothing that would stand in the way of her achieving her goals. Her goal was world domination. Dr. Evil personified. story about the broke in the New York Times. Clinton protecting a top advisor in 2008 from being fired. He got hit with multiple sexual harassment allegations. Not one, not two, multiple. That means more than one, more than two. Senior advisor to her, accused of repeatedly sexually harassing a young subordinate, was kept on the campaign at Hillary Clinton's request. This is according to four people familiar with the circumstances. This is no right-wing conspiracy, certainly not a vast right-wing conspiracy. The complaint was made by a 30-year-old Clinton staffer who shared an office with a guy named Strider, Burns Strider. Clinton, it was recommended, fire Burns Strider, but she would not do it. 30-year-old staffer said he came up, he rubbed her shoulders inappropriately. Now look, there may have been a time when guys could do that because you knew each other. It was a little more familiarity. We're talking about campaigns. We're talking about a whole new day. You don't do that. You can do that to your girlfriend. You can do that to your wife. Maybe your daughter. You can't do that to other people. Even sometimes other people's wives now, because you have to really know somebody to be putting hands, laying hands on a woman. Then, says he inappropriately kissed her on the forehead, but worse than this, he sent suggestive emails. See, the physical stuff, you can go, okay, he rubbed my shoulders. They're touchy-feely people. He even kissed me on my forehead. Oh, you precious? A little kiss on the forehead. But when you start sending suggestive emails, now you're getting a little bit, the words that may never hurt you are the words that can bring you down. But instead of being fired, Mr. Strider was docked several weeks' pay, ordered to undergo counseling, and the young woman was moved to a new job. Mr. Strider, ironically, was Clinton's faith advisor, a co-founder of American Values Network, and he sent Hillary Clinton scripture readings every morning for months during the campaign. I told you many times, leftists will disguise their deviant behavior in very conservative things. The pedophile will be a coach. He will appear to be a mentor to your children as he's plotting how he can get them alone so he can selfishly do what he wants. A person who wants to have clearance to do anything will pretend that he's a person of character. He will say, you know, I'm going to send you scriptures every day to Hillary Clinton. And then when Hillary hears, oh, this is what Burns Strider did. Oh, my goodness, that's impossible. He sends me scripture every morning. No way. He's my faith advisor. Who's that lying wench that said that? Hillary, that would be the woman that you say we should believe, you know, before we just dismiss it, at hand. Yeah, he wasn't fired. Clinton uses powerful men. And if a few women get hurt, hey, they're collateral damage. You've heard the term. And in the case of Strider, get this. Hillary Clinton rehired this guy in 2016 when she was running against Donald Trump. He was hired 5 years later to lead an independent group that supported Hillary's 2016 candidacy. It was called Correct the Record. That group was created by a close Clinton ally. You know him as David Brock, Media Matters. He was fired after several months for workplace issues, including allegations that he harassed a young female aide. This is according to three people who are close to Correct the Record's management. So now we've got two occasions where this guy has been accused of sexual harassment by people close to both of the organizations. Still, even after being fired again for sexual harassment claims, according to Strider's Twitter feed, because I saw it, he's there with Hillary Clinton, with his son, staying in close touch with Hillary Clinton. Not just her campaign manager. Nope. Faith and values guru for the Democratic Party. A native of Grenada, Mississippi, Burns Strider is co-founder and principal at the Elysian Group and co-founder of and president of American Values Network. Senior advisor, director of faith and values outreach to Hillary Clinton in her 2008 presidential campaign. A leading figure in the nation on the cross-section of faith, values, and culture. Strider is known as a faith and values guru for the Democratic Party. That's what his bio says. And if it wasn't enough, this God-fearing Nancy Pelosi, who believes that God is on the side of the Democrats, hired Strider to work as her senior advisor from 2003 to 2006. So trust me when I tell you, by the time Clinton hired him in 2008, it was well known who this person was. But where's the fake news media on this story? They don't seem too interested in showcasing this new man who's connected to two of the most powerful Democratic women and who has yet again proven that Democrats don't give a crap about protecting women. Just like they conveniently forgot, the press this is, about the disgraced sexual predator Harvey Weinstein, because you know what? They don't want to talk about Harvey. That brings back all the nasty work of Hollywood and blah, blah, blah. They got James Franco now to talk about over there. Every one of these people have been involved with the Harvey Weinsteins and the Bernstriders and the James Francos and all of them. They all go to the same places, the same haunts. They all act as if they're all superstars and studs, taking pictures with one another, using each other as bait. Look at, well, I can hang out with Hillary. I've got access to the Secretary of State, the former president, even the President of the United States. Look at me with my picture. And Hillary's got pictures of Harvey Weinstein. I've got access to Hollywood. I'm powerful. You better know who I am. Don't you cross me. And they act as if they care about their populace. The vagina women, the vagina heads walking around in these crazy outfits, acting as if Donald Trump is their problem. The problem of these sexual deviants, I'm talking about these leftist women, is right under their nose. And you know what? They love it. They love the Harvey Weinsteins. They love the ability to get ahead quickly. If I can use my feminine wiles and get a movie or get power, I'll do it. Hillary Clinton, there's no limit to what she was willing to do to become president of the United States, sexually or otherwise. And she's using men who do what they want with women to help her.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Welcome back, everybody. Crumb snatchers? Crumb givers? You elected a president that gives out crumbs for bonuses, $1,000 to $3,000. The Democrats can do far better than you. They've got a system in place. It's called leftism. You heard about it? Yeah, they line it up so that when they give out, when they set themselves up, they don't even have to work and they can still make the same amount of money. They can make money on insider trading. They have multiple ways of making money. Book scams. They will even sell uranium to your enemy. They will sell secrets to the Chinese. Tactical secrets, missile secrets. They will drop money in the hands of people like the Iranians. They will leave arms for ISIS. They will cause disturbances that require you to spend more money because the Democrats are protecting you. That's why they arm Iranian nukes. That's why they let agreements like North Korea and the nuke program happen. That's why they send money, billions of dollars, and leave billions of equipment of dollars of equipment for terrorist organizations like ISIS. That's why they form groups like ACORN and all these internal organizations that do nothing but fight inside of America and have become known as the deep state. That's why they do these things. They want to get ahead. They want to keep things going because doing that allows them to get more and more of your money. They keep you fearful. They tell you America cannot be successful without them, without the shenanigans that they pull. So we got another crooked Obama administration bureaucrat who gets discovered in the year 2018. Well, he got discovered a little earlier, but justice is finally coming to him this year. Same as Jeffrey Wirtgen. He was a trial attorney in the Civil Division of the United States Department of Justice from 2010 to April of 2016. He is an Obama bureaucrat. And apparently, after only 6 years in the Obama administration, this Georgetown-educated lawyer that also has a PhD, along with his Juris Doctorate, decided to pursue a life of crime. And who could blame him? Because he watched criminal activity at the highest level. So Above the Law reported this. Jeffrey Wirtgen blew up his own career. This we know. Hell, he knew it the second he was arrested last February when he told the arresting agent, "My life is over." get this, he was wearing a disguise that included a wig at the time of his arrest. But the question remains, why would a once successful Georgetown-educated lawyer, who pretty much has the world by the string, throw away a legal career? Now, I suggest Workin saw just how much money those in the Obama administration could make in other ways, devious ways, and he decided, you know what, I can do that. Thus, this former Justice Department prosecutor sought to sell sealed lawsuits brought by whistleblowers to the targets of pending investigations. So, in other words, he was going to say, he found out Kevin's a whistleblower against Philip Morris. So he would go to Philip Morris and say, I have all the details of what Kevin is saying about you, Philip Morris. All you need to do is hire me. I will get you and your legal team all of this, but you got to hire my firm to help represent you, and then we'll figure out a way out of this. That's what he would do. So I want you to think of the ramifications of this. This is a person who worked in the Justice Department. We're supposed to feel good about this, right? Because these are the people that protect us. And he's gathered up all these files of whistleblowers. He specifically targeted he went into the whistleblower file cabinet and picked up all those files, copied them or did whatever he did. And then he decided, it's time for me to leave the Barack Obama administration in 2016, and he joins a very influential D.C. law firm by the name of Aiken, Gump, Strauss, Hauer, and Feld. I just consider what's going on here. People who have whistleblown on corporations who are doing wrong things to people. And this guy says, I can make money off of these folks. I'm going to exploit them. And so he pulls these files and he goes over to the law firm of Aiken, Gump, Strauss, Hauer, and Feld. And what he did is he planned to acquire these new clients because he was going to sell these sealed complaints and his services to defend these people against them. It was a just add water law practice. Because can you imagine you've got a huge whistleblower case against you? You're some multinational big corporation worth billions of dollars, and you know you're going to have to buck up for tens of millions of dollars, if not more, in potentially just a regular lawsuit or a class action lawsuit or what have you. And here's a guy that comes along, and he's going to be your white knight. Tens of millions of dollars now goes down to manageable fees. You know, here's all the documentation for a flat fee and your agreement that you're going to make us your attorney for this amount of time. And suddenly $10 million or $20 or $50 million in a class action lawsuit or more can now be covered for the nice, tidy sum of $500,000 a year. So you've extended any problems you have out for 20 years. And who knows, maybe this guy has access to more. These are the people who say they're going to protect you. This is a person hired by somebody in the Barack Obama administration who says, I trust this Georgetown lawyer. He will represent the people of this nation. He will protect them from the evildoers. And what does this guy, Jeffrey Workin, do? He sells out America. And let me tell you why he did it. He did it because that is what the left do. They are cheaters. They will use anything, including the American public. They will tell you they protect women as they absolutely make sure that women are taken advantage of in every way. They will tell you that they protect kids when kids are exploited in every way. They tell you they protect old people as they essentially want to eradicate them one way or the other. We're going to do minimum wage. We need a livable wage. You just cut the livelihood of old people in half. Most of the fixed income people in the world are old people. Oh, well, yeah, you got to break a few eggs. They don't care. They don't care about old people. They don't care about children. They care about nothing. So Workin, you know, he sees how much money you can make by doing this. I don't know how many whistleblower cases there are, but I bet you there are dozens, if not hundreds. and he was going to charge this Silicon Valley tech company $310,000 to get to the booty, to get to the data, to get to the file. So for the sake of discussion, let's say there were 10 of them. And let's say that at those 10 companies, he charged them all $300,000. So he makes a cool $1.3 million. Then what he does is he says, you guys have to retain us for $500,000 a year, as your attorney. So, that there's 10 companies, he's got $5 million of retainer. He's instant partnership material. He's pocketed away $1.5 million on his own. He's got another $5 million going to his firm, and they look at him as like, this dude can walk on water. He's amazing. But what if it was double that? What if it was 20 of them? What if it was 50? Who's getting screwed? Who's protected at this point, huh? Yeah. Not you, not the American citizen. It's going to defend the very people who are taking advantage of folks. Silicon Valley Tech Company. Not surprisingly, folks, the legacy Obama Justice Department had no idea how Wirtgen got access to complaints for cases that he wasn't assigned. Now, given all we've learned about the flimsy nature of things at the Justice Department, are you surprised? I'm not surprised at all. Wirtgen's pleaded guilty. Charges of obstructing justice. He was transporting stolen property. That was part of his plea agreement. He then planned, he says, I'm going to work with the Justice Department supervisors and explain to them how he was able to get away with these sealed documents. And if he does that and he's upfront and honest, I don't know. Hopefully we can start plugging some leaks. Hopefully we understand how this occurred, and we can prevent it from ever occurring again. Because if the Justice Department and the FBI need to do anything, I would say to you, they need to let the American people know that they're serious about protecting our rights. Easy way to build a career. That's what he's looking for. He's willing to sell out the American people in order to selfishly hit his. It isn't good enough the guy's got a degree from Georgetown. He's worked in the Justice Department. It's not good enough that he can just go into a new job, a new firm, and make a good name for himself. No. You know what he has to do? He's got to cheat at it. And you better know there were people who looked the other way when he took those files. I don't know what he was going to do. I don't know how it all works out because I don't look to do stupid stuff like that. But you can bet this, America, this is the way of the left. And you better know this, there exists more Wirtgens within the Obama administration. These scandalous bureaucrats look for the easy way out, and they will sacrifice you at the altar to do it. Know this.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice. even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, Nelly. My goodness, better than Reagan. Talked about it earlier. I alluded to it, and I told you this. I said, look, for me to have to admit that somebody has done better than Reagan is a very difficult thing to do. I'm not one of these guys who's all, you know, just philosophically put onto some ideology or whatever. I'm a free thinker, and I enjoy being a free thinker. And the reason why I'm happy about that is because it allows me to be objective. I don't have to look for the angle that supports my position or anything. I'm looking for righteousness. And it isn't that it is in my favor. And that's what I love about us. So here's the deal where I'm thinking, man, Ronald Reagan, he's in the past. But I talk about him often. He's the reason why I'm a conservative. Not because he made me one, but when I witnessed what he was, I went, I'm that. That's what they got. And I'm looking at Donald Trump and going, wow, this is even better. Nobody even thought that besting Reagan was possible. But it has happened, folks. This news may send people like Bill Kristol into therapy. But the Heritage Foundation rates President Trump's first year better than Ronald Reagan's. The Trump administration, they write, has pursued policies that have hewed remarkably close to the recommendations of a leading conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, which found in a new review that nearly two-thirds of its ideas have been carried out or embraced by the White House over the past year. Not one to dwell on the details of governing, President Trump has shown a considerable degree of deference to groups within the conservative movement like Heritage, leading to a rightward shift in social, environmental, immigration, and foreign policy. The results, Heritage found in its review, exceeded even the first year of Ronald Reagan's presidency, whose tenure has long been considered the conservative gold standard. We have a new standard. Unbelievable. Recall when Trump announced his run for the office, the media went into a frenzy. They started poking fun of what they thought would be a President Trump presidency. Anti-Trump so-called conservatives desperately tried to discredit Trump's ability to uphold conservative values. I know this because I was in the midst of it. My own brother said to me, Kev, I just can't do it. He says he's not a godly man, this, that, and the other. But it was not 2 months after Donald Trump was in office, my brother said to me, I was wrong. I have another mentor, gentleman that ran the Western Conservative Summit for many years. And he sent me an email saying, he had written a piece, and he sent me the piece, and it was, look, I was completely wrong. I am now on the Trump bandwagon. How many people? He's not presidential enough. He's not this. He's not that. The biggest complaint I heard was, and I laughed about it too, because I said Trump's not a real Christian per se. If you don't know Second Corinthians, he's 2 Corinthians, 2. You know, I'll never forget that. He did at Liberty University or wherever. I think it was Liberty. But what he said, and I remember thinking, Donald, don't try to quote scripture, man. Just be who you are. He's always accepting of prayer. Pastors praying for him. But you know what got people? His realness. The genuine nature of what he wants to achieve in this country. That's what did it. And then he started doing things. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. And I recall some leftists saying Donald Trump may very well be hated for actually living up to his campaign promises. But he wasn't talking about leftists. They didn't like his campaign promises. He was talking about people on the right, the anti-Trump, the Never Trump movement, the guys like Bill Kristol and Stephen Hayes and others. Plotting against this man. I watched them in Cleveland plotting against Donald Trump. It was ridiculous to see. Like I said to everybody, whoever was going to win the nomination needed to get our full support. Am I so happy right now that it wasn't any of the people that I thought should have potentially be put in front of Donald Trump? Imagine a Ben Carson. He wouldn't be president. Imagine a Ted Cruz. As strong as Cruz is and as smart as he is, he wouldn't be president. Rand Paul, name me one of those people that would be president today. And if they were, would we be saying this about them? Or would we be watching them sell out the special interests and capitulate to the deep state, have no ability to influence any of this stuff? Bill Kristol told CNN back at the time, I just don't think Trump has the character to be president of the United States. It's beyond any particular issue I disagree with him on or who he picks as VP of something. And he says he was looking for an independent candidate like Sass. There are many more who said Trump would be a disgrace to the conservative movement and how they would never support him as president of the United States. And yeah, maybe it was a bumpy ride from the start. Because he certainly didn't get any favors. Was the media helping him? Was the Republican establishment helping him? No. But you know what he did? He persevered. He says, I don't care what you think. I will still continue to tweet. I confounded you when I won. That was enough. That should have told you everything you needed to know, given the level of corruption that exists in the deep state, that I was able to win. He stayed the course. He didn't get influenced. Oh, he's very temperamental. We can get to him. He'll look at the polls and everything, and we'll tell him you're only 38% approval, or this idea of yours is lame brain, and nobody cares, and whatever. And you know what Trump did? I don't care what you think. I'm going to push on my own direction. He went to work. Contrast that to America's former incompetent-in-chief, Barack Obama, who propped up the economy built on swizzle sticks, literally printing money. Year one economy lost almost 5 million jobs. He didn't have any unemployment decrease like Trump did. He buoyed the Oval Office chair. He didn't man it. And the average duration of unemployment during the time that Obama was president in the first year rose from 19.8 weeks to 32.8 weeks. It almost doubled. For those of you who want to ignore Barack Obama's first year, look at his last year. In his last year, he lost 17,000 manufacturing jobs. And add to the stellar list of his accomplishments, more people on food stamps in the history of this country, more people out of the labor force in history, more living in poverty, $10 trillion of debt later, and you had Obama's feeble economy. He could have given every poor person in America $100,000 a year, and we wouldn't have even missed it. Now, enter year one of the man who wrote the art of the deal, the man who saved Carrier on a dare after Obama and others said it couldn't be done. Then Obama said, manufacturing, it's gone from America. This is the new normal. But somehow we keep growing manufacturing in America with Donald Trump bringing 171,000 manufacturing jobs back. That's not even the complete number because it's more since then. After the feckless Wonder Boy lost 17,000 the year before. Dozens of companies returning to America all credit the reduction of taxes from 35% to 21%, the Trump tax plan, as the main reason. And Democrats, they're calling $1,000 to $3,000 bonuses that are given out to the individuals by corporations, not by the government. This isn't some government rebate, some welfare plan. This is corporations saying, you know what, you've been wanting to participate in the profits. We're finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Here you go. And the Democrats call it crumbs. Well, the people receiving them don't feel like they're getting crumbs. And there's hardly anybody that's going to argue that that money that they got back did not come back from Donald Trump. And hold on one second, everybody. April 15th, they're going to get even more. The result of year one Donald Trump, today there are more Americans at work than in any time in history. Moreover, America has experienced the fastest economic recovery since the Great Depression. No need to put a spin on it. Is it a recovery? Isn't it a recovery? Oh, well, you have to remember where we were and all these other things. Donald Trump successfully put in place Neil Gorsuch. But what else did he do? 90 executive actions, most of them undoing Obama's executive orders, dismantling climate change initiatives, enforcing regulatory reform, protecting law enforcement, mandating for every legislation they got to eliminate too, going after ISIS, rebuilding the military, building a border wall, cutting funding for sanctuary cities, approving Keystone and Dakota pipelines, reducing regulations on manufacturers, placing a hiring freeze on federal employees, and exiting the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership. Those are just the beginnings. It's clear this guy is a conservative. He ran on what he said he was going to do, what he promised, and he's delivering to the American people. And the Heritage Foundation gets it. He's done more than any other president in that regard. He's the first president to recognize life and go to the March for Life rally. The first one. First sitting president to address the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. Tens of thousands of marchers. The left underestimate this man to their detriment.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.